your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa. The headlines. RDAZ withdraws volunteer doctors from public hospitals amidst unpaid labor concerns. Itezhi Dam operating at less than half capacity due to low water levels. And in global news, suspect in South African student's murder killed in police shootout. Good afternoon, and with the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has expressed concern over the persistent reliance on unemployed resident doctors to provide essential medical services in over 50% of public hospitals under voluntary arrangements. RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chibwe says while the association recognizes and commends the dedication to patient care, this situation is unsustainable in the absence of a clear commitment and engagement from the relevant authorities. Dr. Chiwe says after careful deliberation, the association has resolved that all volunteer resident doctors should withdraw from their respective sites effective Monday, the 2nd of June, 2025. In a statement, Dr. Chiwe has indicated that this decision has not been taken lightly, but stems from the urgent need to address the long-standing issue of unpaid medical labor and to secure fair working conditions for RDAZ members. He says the association remains committed to constructive dialogue and stands ready to engage with the relevant stakeholders to find a swift and lasting resolution. Itezhi Plant Corporation Head of Operations Richard Kapilia has disclosed that the Itezhi Dam is currently operating at less than 50% due to low water levels as a result of low rainfall. Speaking when Energy Minister Makhoso Chikote toured the plant last evening, Mr. Kapilia said the water body relies heavily on water from the Copperbelt and tributaries, and low water levels in these areas has severely impacted power generation. He explained that the previous season was particularly challenging, with water levels dropping to critically low points and almost requiring a shutdown of the plant. Mr. Kapilia, however, said good rains in the subsequent season have improved the water levels, providing a better starting point for the 2024-2025 season, although the dam's current operating capacity remains below 50%.
For the positioning of our dam, it fits in the belt that has got less rainfall historically. Southern province has got reduced rainfall. So the rain that falls in the district, we don't even consider count on it. So the reservoir depends much more on the water that flows all the way from the copper belt and the tributaries that are in between. So we depend on the waters that are upstream. So if you are passing through Mulenga in Kifu going to the copper belt, if the dam, the bridge that is there, the water is low, expect disaster at the end. Because we depend on that water.
Energy Minister Makhoso Chikote has emphasized that instead of pleasing people by supplying consistent power, government is focused on implementing long-term strategies to ensure sustainable energy generation. Mr. Chikote warned that over-generating power to meet short-term demands would lead to shutdowns and instability in the energy sector. He emphasized the importance of planning for the country's growing population, further assuring that government has put in place measures to supplement existing power generation and ensure a stable energy supply.
We are able to freeze the nation in 1 month by over-generating. Then thereafter, we go back to zero. So now you, if you were a parent, you would be here. Would you prefer to go that for me? So that is the homework I've given you an assignment. Is it good to shut the plant or to rationale what you have to make sure that you cross to the other side? So that is your homework, Lady. It's your homework. The explanation is very clear.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has sentenced former University of Zambia Students Union President Gabriel Banda to 8 months imprisonment with hard labor for inciting violence that led to a riot which resulted in loss of property worth 11.6 million kwacha in 2023. Senior Magistrate Trevor Kasanda yesterday found the former UNZASU president guilty of the offense at the University of Zambia between the 18th and 19th of September 2023. Delivering judgment today, Senior Magistrate Kasanda indicated that the evidence before the court warrants Banda's imprisonment to deter other students from engaging in such behavior. Allegations were that in 2023, with unknown people, Mr. Banda incited violence at UNZA following an alleged halt to the students' union elections, resulting in a riot that led to the destruction of property worth 11.6 million kwacha. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has called on the Zambia Police Service to expedite their investigation into the violence that occurred in Lumezi District on the 27th of May 2025 during the nomination period for the forthcoming parliamentary by-election. The Commission is concerned about the incident, which involved members of the opposition New Congress Party, NCP, and the ruling UPND, and saw a firearm discharged near the central business district of Lumezi, approximately 2 kilometers from the nomination center. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has condemned the act of violence, as such behavior not only constitutes a criminal offense, but also threatens the credibility and integrity of the electoral process. Mr. Kasaro is urging the police to ensure that those responsible for the violent clash are swiftly brought to justice. He says to address growing concerns over electoral violence, the ECZ convened a crucial political parties liaison committee meeting on the 28th of May 2025, which brought together senior representatives from various political parties, focusing on the importance of maintaining a violence-free campaign environment. Mr. Kasaro has reiterated ECZ's call for all political parties and stakeholders to exercise restraint, avoid confrontations, and reject any form of violence. In global news, a suspect wanted for the murder of a South African university student has been killed in a shootout with the police. The man was linked to the death of Olorato Mongale, whose body was found in Johannesburg on Sunday, about 2 hours after she was reported missing, having gone on a date. In the early hours of Friday morning, police officers found the main suspect hiding at a residential complex in the coastal town of Amanzimtoti, police spokesperson Atlenda Mate said. The suspect, who has not been named by the police, shot at the officers who returned fire and killed him. The BBC reports on other global news stories.
Hamas has said it's looking at the details of a new proposal for a Gaza ceasefire, which the US says Israel has accepted. It said it was unhappy with the offer, complaining that it didn't include a guarantee about aid deliveries, nor any commitment that the truce would lead to a permanent ceasefire. BBC analysis has revealed the European Union has paid more to import fossil fuels from Russia than it's given to Ukraine. The data shows Russia made more than $25 billion last year exporting fossil fuels to the European Union. That's $4.5 billion more than the EU gave Kyiv in aid. A network set up to monitor sanctions on North Korea says Russia has supplied it with military support in the past year in defiance of UN sanctions. North Korea, in return, has been supplying Russia troops to fight in Ukraine.
Listening to the lunchtime news on Phoenix FM, we have business news after the break.
At Phoenix FM, your voice matters. We're always looking for ways to improve your listening experience. And now it's your turn to help shape the future of your favorite station. Take part in our quick listener and news surveys and tell us what you love, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can serve you better. To get the link, just WhatsApp the word survey to 0978-895-895. That's survey to 0978-895-895. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback makes a big difference. Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has backed the Bank of Zambia's decision to maintain the monetary policy rate at 14.5% for the second quarter of 2025. EAZ President Dr. Oswald